ওপরে বিরাজ পর বসাচ্ছে না, স্টেশন রাধা মুকুন্দ পদ সম্ভব ধর্ম নির্মিত লোক অঙ্গুলি একটা ধর্ম বিন্দু রয়েছে তাহার শ্রীঅন্নের কথা ছেড়ে দাও, তাহাদের কিছু ধর্ম বিন্দু উপরে কোটি কোটি শ্রাবণ কেন্দ্র উৎসাহ করেন
উপহার দিতে রাধারানীর পরিশ্রম দেখে ললিতা দেখে সমস্ত
এত স্নেহ আদিত্য যে দুজনকে রাধা কৃষ্ণ দুজনকে প্রেমের দ্বারা তিনি প্রতিভূত করেছেন এবং প্রবলতা হয়েছেন। প্রবলতা মানে কৃষ্ণ ওনাকে আমি দুরুস্ত করেছি যদি শ্রীমতীকে দুজন কষ্ট আর শ্রীমতীকে তিনি বলেন দেখো তুমি যদি বক্র না হো তাহলে আমরা দেখো আমার লাঠি যেটা আসছে লাঠি মান বিমানের লাঠি
Woman, I have altered liquid color লিকুইড রেড কালার, দ্যাট ইজ কল্ড আলতা ইন ইন্ডিয়ান ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ. Every woman wears alta in her marriage ceremony. So, Lalita Sakhi wears alta in the lotus feet of the Radhika. So, you are looking here, alta, red color, upon stone. From that time, every devotee is it is to look this alta in Sakhigiri Kondi. We came here for getting the place of Lalita, Vithaka and all other Manjaris, Vinod Manjari and Radha Krishnamari. We want Radha Prem. We may get Radha Krishna Prem by the blessings of Vinod Manjari, Rupa Manjari and Lalita Sakhi, Vithaka Sakhi and all other Sakhis. Without the blessings of, without the grace of Sakhi, we can't reach the love of Radha Krishna. We have came here to getting the place of Vinod Manjari and Lalita Sakhi. We follow offer our hardest dandavat pranam to Vinod Manjari, Nayan Manjari and Kamal Manjari and Rupa Manjari and Lalita Vishakadi. All of that. So now I am finishing my lecture. We shall proceed to Ujagram, the birthplace of Lalita Sakhi. All of it. So you
the problem here. Prabhupada was three language speaking people, Bangla, Hindi and English. Now two, three more have come. There is another demand of Punjabi also. So we will sit here and just like a football, it goes from one hand to another in a game. The same thing you do in one language people to another language people. Crossing one place to another place. Anyway. Now the French people are more we are becoming cosmopolitan, more
the longer it takes, the more diluted.
For the anyway, we have come to this place. Now try to concentrate and see the geography of this place. This place is as a village known Ucha Gaon. Okay? As a village, it comes within the perimeter of Ucha Gaon. Ucha Gaon is the birthplace of Lalita Sakhi. So in this Ucha village, Ucha means high. So in the morning, today Maharaj said, for your more explanation, that Ucha means high and village means village. The village which is situated on high must be Ucha Gaon. But it is not like this. Because this village is situated on height, so its name is Ucha Gaon, it is not like this. Maharaj said, Lalita is situated on the higher platform of love, so the name of this village is Ucha Gaon. You understand the point? Lalita is situated on the higher platform of love. Deep attachment. How much deep attachment? That without any prayer, frankly, she can chastise both Radha and Krishna. In the morning, Maharaj was saying, she says, oh Radha, don't become submissive to Krishna so easily. Don't become easy and so simple in front of Krishna. Be strong. Such type of chastisation can be done by that person only who is really having very strong love in heart. So this is the place of Lalita. So in this village of Poocha Gaon, where we are sitting now, this is a mountain which is called Sakhi Giri Parvat. Sakhi Giri Parvat. Sakhi means friend, and Giri and Parvat is the same name, means mountain or hill. So this is the hill of Sakhi, means friend of Radha Rani. So this is the place where Radha Rani with her friends generally used to come. And many times Krishna will come also in their game. Both his nose into. Understand? Now the place where you are seeing that sliding stone, that is called Alta Pahari. Alta, when Sakhis were playing, once upon a time, Krishna also came there. And all Sakhi persuaded Krishna, look, this is the place of Lalita. You should do something for Lalita also. What can I do for Lalita? You can't do anything for Lalita. Can't you put this Alta on her feet? Oh, why not? Then Krishna went there and he made a very beautiful smearing of Alta. Alta is this red color. Eh? On the feet. Today I am seeing the girls are putting on their cheeks, but Krishna put it on their, on Lalita's feet. Put it on your finger and then keep it around your feet. Generally Indian women do it. But Krishna did it with eyes, not on the... Eh? But this is done by women, married women. In the feet, Alta is smeared to the married woman. So Krishna did it. Radha Rani had a very different plan today. She was having a plan within her heart. When Krishna smeared that Alta around the feet of Lalita, then all Sakhis made Krishna and Lalita to sit together. They sat it together in just jokingly. And from behind, one Sakhi came and she gave a nod to the chunri of Radha Rani and Pitambar of Krishna. But they did not know it. Who did not know it? Lalita and Krishna did not know it. And then Radha Rani came in front of Krishna and started chanting the mantras of marriage. When they were chanting the mantra, Radha Rani was chanting the mantra of marriage, and Sakhis were listening it and they were clapping and they were laughing. Then Lalita thought that something wrong has happened. Now here most important point. All the girls, Lalita, Vishakha and Sakhis are friendly to Krishna, but never think of getting married to Krishna. Indian tradition that girls never want to get married. So the idea of marriage is a thing which is kept inside the heart, never explicitly expressed at all. So they are friendly with Krishna, will never say that they will marry. We have already seen in the Dan Ghati, when it was asked to Vrinda, are you married to Krishna? What did she say? Krishna, and I will marry to her? None of the Brajbala will be ready to marry. Brajbala, you know? Any girl of Braj is not ready to marry Krishna. So in their heart, they all love Krishna like anything. So all the speakers here are putting 2 points. In marriage, there is relationship of marriage and love is because of this relationship. But the love between gopis and Krishna is not because of any relationship. This love is causeless. Any love because of some relation is not causeless. The love between gopis and Krishna is causeless. When Lalita found that everyone is laughing, then she became little bit ashamed and she got up very quickly. The moment she got up, she found that she got stuck up with the Pitambara of Krishna and she could not get up. And then all gopis clapped. And this way, this marriage ceremony was performed between Lalita and Krishna. So, now we will go up on the hill. There are many holes in the rocks which appear that very, very well made holes, but it was not holes. It is in fact a hole at the time of Krishna's pastime. And these holes are those where they put the milk, who? Friends of Krishna. And they, or Sakhi used to come and put some eatables in that, and Krishna used to eat here. And from there, we will move down. I think then we will go to Uchagav. We will climb on the hill, then we will go all along the hill, and then we'll descend down, and then where we'll get down, that is the village. Now one thing more. Barsana is the place where Radha Rani is there. That is the parental house of Radha Rani. And these places also are within the periphery of Barsana. Uchagaon, where Lalita took birth, because in our bhajan, Ratanand Prabhu was telling that Vrish Bhanu Pure Janam Laiva Javat Viva Haibe. What does it mean? All gopis, mostly of Radha Rani's friends, they took birth in Vrishabhanupur, means Barsana, and they were married to the place at Javan. God Premanande.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me. I'm angry.
On this, one thing. Which is called Alta Pahari, there is still the footprint of Lalita. And because Krishna put Alta on the feet of Lalita on this rock, so the Alta is also there. Eternal Alta is there. You are putting now external Alta, if that is rubbed off, and if you even rub your finger, you will find your finger will become red. That is eternal. Footprint is there.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Called Deha Kund.
What?
Deha.
Deha means body. And Kund means pond. So, Maharaj has already narrated the story of this place. Pujibad Rasanand Prabhu was saying that Krishna Katha is never stale. You know stale?
Stagnant.
Stale and stagnant. Stale. It never gets dry. If you hear it as many times, it is again new and new. So this is the story of this place. I am telling in very nutshell. Maharaj already has said, one Brahman wanted to get his daughter married here, and he came to Krishna knowing that he is Narayan and begged for some money. Krishna said that, no. Maharaj has told this story two times, and now that angle, viewpoint is different both times. So it is new. This time what Maharaj told and the earlier what Maharaj told, I am telling the difference. How this story is new. Earlier Maharaj said, Brahman came to Krishna and asked for that I want some money for my daughter so that I can get her married. And Krishna said, I am pocketless here, I don't have any money. Right now I have only Radha Rani with me, go and take. This thing he said first time. And this time he said, when Krishna came to, then Brahman came to Krishna, then Krishna said, oh Brahman, I am very much pleased with you today. I will give the things which is the most valuable thing for me. And he said, really? And Brahman was very much pleased that today he will get the topmost valuable thing of the universe, because Narayan is saying he is going to give him something which is the most valuable. So these are two different things. The same story having the different facet of narration and has become new. This time the same story has become new. And there was, because Krishna weighed Radha Rani with the gold. So, and last time Maharaj did not say this thing, that Krishna prayed to Radha Rani that you should become lighter. Last time narration was only that much gold amount as the weight of Radha Rani was there was given to that Brahman. Because Radha Rani's body weight was equivalent to the weight of gold. So this kund is called Dehe Kund. But this time Maharaj said, how can it be possible that the weight of Radharani can be poised with any material element? Balanced, it cannot be balanced. So Krishna said, oh Radharani, you become little bit lighter. This time Maharaj has this newness in the narration. I have seen the same story Maharaj is telling every time, but every time angle of statement and the way of narration and the emphasizing matter changes. So the katha becomes new. Hence it is new. If one is repeating the same story in the same line, that means he is materially conditioned and he cannot make it new. Only a person who is situated on the spiritual platform, he makes this katha new. You know, in the morning Maharaj was also saying one thing which I don't want to let you miss. He was saying the gravity of Lalita, the height of Lalita's love is this. How much she loves. We have one feet, it has five fingers. You know,
toes.
The smallest
toes.
Five toes. All are called toes. The smallest toe.
Even five toes.
Look at the smallest toe.
Five
fingers. It has got a nail. Lalita is ready to sacrifice her millions of lives on the glow of the nail of the smallest toe of Radharani's feet. Radha and Krishna's
feet.
What does it mean?
Okay.
Sacrificing her life. She loves them so much that she does not want that even the glow of nail of Radha Krishna should get any hurt, any trouble, any disturbance. She is so much love bond with Radha and Krishna. So this place is therefore Unchagam. The name of this village is Unchagam. But I will say.
No, Radhika.
Secondly, Radhananda who is saying many other pastimes took place, like at a nearby place, Krishna saw here at this pond many lotus flowers. And one lotus flower was golden. When Krishna comes here, nature comes with its full capacity. And in the same pond, so many lotus are blooming. What do you call it? Blooming.
Blossoming.
Blue lotus? Not blue, dark blue. It's very sweet blue. With radiation. Radiant blue. And then red lotus. Pink lotus. White lotus. And there was a golden lotus also. The moment Krishna saw the golden lotus, that reminded him Radharani. That gave him a very deep thought of Radharani. And he started thinking about Radharani. Jayata Vishyana Punsa Sangateshu Pajayate. The moment he is thinking about Radharani, his attachment for Radharani increased. And now he cannot live without Radharani. Such mood generated in him. And he started moving and searching around Radharani. Same time, Radharani also came from Javar. And she was also looking for Krishna. And they both were so much curious to see each other. And it happened to be so that they were all together in front of each other. The moment Radharani saw Krishna, this is the gate of love. You know, gate of love. This is the way love works. The moment Radharani saw Krishna, she turned back and started going in the different direction. Showing that I was not looking for you. You must be looking for me. I came here for very important work. And you rascal had come here, then she turned her face. This is the way. And now Krishna has got no option. He was very much perturbed. He came for the purpose. Purpose is in front of him, but he is unable to have it.
Then he started having his own playful time. He protected the path of Radharani. Other Sakhi came and same he started asking for text and then hot exchange of words and he forcefully grabbed them. Something like this. And many such type of pastimes keep on taking place here. Now, another point is here that Brahmans are always greedy. Even the present Brahman who will be just round here, they will be greedy. And the prevalent story is just as Krishna gave donation to Radharani, to that Brahman, he gave to that Brahman in charity Radharani. So that Radharani was paid with on the balance and then gold was given. So many people come and give gold to Brahmans here. Just as Krishna gave gold Brahman, Krishna gave Brahman that gold. But Maharaj inspired us that Krishna is so much benevolent on this place that Brahman came and he gave him Radharani. That means he is ready to give the maximum height of things to anyone who comes here and beg from him. So let's beg from him today that he should give us this mood, the mood that we can serve Radharani. We don't want Radharani to own. We want that we should get a mood, we should get a tendency, we should get a propensity of our heart, we should get a heart that we should be ready, we should be spontaneously in capacity to love Radharani.
जल खा
Radhika Govinda, 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 सखी की
बस प्लेस ऑफ ललिता काम
बंगाली
सो फार वी हैव बीन गोइंग अरे उसके बाद कहाँ भाग रहे हो अदर प्लेसेज ऑफ ऊंचा गांव अलता पहाड़ी सखीगिरी पर्वत देहकुंड एंड नाउ वी हैव रीच फाइनली द प्लेस विच इज ललितास बर्थ प्लेस पूज्य बात रतानंद प्रभु इज सेइंग अनलेस वी फॉलो द फुट स्टेप्स ऑफ ललिता बट टू स्पीक ऑफ फॉलोइंग द फुट स्टेप्स ऑफ ललिता अनलेस वी गेट मर्सी ऑफ ललिता दे वी कैन नॉट प्रोग्रेस अवर साधन एसेंशियलिटी इज हर मर्सी Today Maharaj has already said that the place Ucha Gaon is because her love for Radha and Krishna is very much high. Elevated love of Radha and Krishna in Lalita Sakhi. We want to attain love for Radha Krishna. Do we? Are we genuine in this thing? Still it is difficult to find out our own heart. Because Rasanath Prabhu is saying here, Lalita Sakhi is curious and she has to find out a single heart which is ready to serve Radha and Krishna. What to speak of ready to serve if she finds a smell, small smell of readiness to serve Radha and Krishna in the any living entity. He will take her to in service of Radha and Krishna. No. Only thing is genuineness of that desire. If smell of desire is okay. As we are curious to go there, he is more curious to pick up. He wants more. That means there is no unemployment. There is heavy so many this industry lacks so many employment is still there. plenty of vacancies. Unending vacancies. Open to all. Now, characteristic of Radha Rani is that she chastises Krishna as well as Radha Rani. And especially if sometimes Radha Rani is with Krishna and Krishna is trying to, you know, Krishna is very cunning and cute. And Radha Rani is very, remember, Goli Bali.
Simple.
Goli Bali. If I say simple, very innocent, all words won't go exactly to the word which I want to say. What is? She is very much Goli Bali. She is very Goli Bali. And Krishna is cute sometimes and she just takes her round in her voice and talks Balbu Vakyam. And when she is getting that way, defeated by Krishna or cheated by Krishna, at that time Lalita comes in way. And she takes side of Radharani and she gives such a bouncing answer to Krishna that Krishna gets flat. And Krishna knows that he can then revert back to Radha Rani in talk. This is the characteristic of Lalita. Now, Lalita is always curious to make Radha Krishna meet. She arranges for this meeting and then creating some hot discussion and all which we are listening. She makes that meeting more interesting. But when they are not meeting, Lalita makes. She takes Radha Rani. She decorates Radha Rani and says, where to go to meet Krishna. She teaches Radha Rani how to go. In the dark night, no moon night, and when there is Amavasya, and there is rainy season also, there are thorns on the path. How will you go?
she teaches. She put her
blindfold
on her eyes. She put some water on the ground, muddy ground, of the courtyard of our Radharani, makes it greasy and slippery, and then put some thorn on it, and then she says, come on, yes, walk, move, and teaches her how to go in such a thorny path. And then on the day of Amavasya, she takes her to the place to meet Krishna. This is her characteristic. Devi Gunamai Lalita Namami. Therefore, Lalita, who is having such type of characteristic, we pay our obeisances to her. Then one thing is, he is saying, look, we see in different pastimes how things go to Radharani. From the living entities, the offer goes to Radharani not directly. Disciple will give to Gurudev, Gurudev will give to Param Gurudev, and so on, and finally it will go to Rupamanjari, and then it will go to Lalita, and Lalita Sakhi will give to Radharani, and Radharani will give it to Krishna. This is the sequence, and we have seen in Jharu Mandal also, and many other places, that it is not directly we can relate ourselves with Lalita. Forget that we can directly approach Lalita. So in order to approach Lalita, first we have to firmly catch the foot, lotus foot of our Gurudev. This is the way. And one thing, Shubhanand Prabhu has pointed me out right now. In the bhajan of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he has very clearly declared there are many groups in Golok Vrindavan. They are called Gana. You know, groups of whose head are different sakhis. So those groups are called in Hindi Gana.
No.
And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has declared that he belongs to Lalita's Gana. And we belong to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Gana. And we belong to Lalita's Gana. So we are here at the foot of lotus foot of Lalita's, of whose Gana we are belonging. So we should go at the lotus feet.
Pili means yellow and pokhar means
pond.
All the names are not useless, they mean it. Once upon a time, Radhaji, he was very young. It is near Barsana, and Nandagram is about 9 kilometers away from here, where Krishna is living. So, Radharani is playing with her friends. In playful mood, she keeps on going towards Nandagram, and she reaches near Nandagram. And Krishna is also with his friend, comes to that place where Radharani is there. They are friendly and started playing with each other. Then Krishna took Radharani somehow or other to his house. They are very young. Here Rasanand Prabhu is mentioning very important point. We must have heard the gopis, they perform their Vrat and puja to Katyayani Devi. You must be remembering.
Yes,
we went there. And we will go there. We have not gone there. From Ram Ghat, and I think we will go there.
Kheer Ghat
and onward we will go. They were worshipping Katyayani Devi. And their prayer is that Krishna should become their husband. But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti has said that their age was hardly 2.5 years and 3 years. When they were so young, then what is the objection if Krishna lifted their clothes and they came nude, naked? There is no objection in this thing. In order to keep the mouth of worldly people shut, this is a very good excuse. But we are having some different moods. Our Gaudiya Parampara possesses a very mood which is gem of all moods. not available in any other parampara. This mood is parikiya bhav. All these gopis who are now performing their devotions to Katyayani Devi, in fact, are Rishi Chari, Shruti Chari, those who have already passed out a very long period of sadhana and austerity to cultivate the bhav in their heart, and they have reached the stage of permanent mood, that is called sthai bhav. They have already attained Savroop Siddhi, and now they could get a chance to enter into pastime of Braj Leela, and they took birth in Braj, in the house of gopis, in the womb of gopis. And now they claim themselves to be not Shruti Chari and Rishi Chari, Rishis. Now they say they are gopis. So these gopis are having their permanent mood in their heart. Unlike materially conditioned people, their mood changes according to their age, because their mood is not permanent. Their feelings and their realization changes according to their age, because this realization is according to the bodily senses growth. But that realization and mood which those gopis were having, that was permanent bhav, sthai bhav. So in that sthai bhav, they were having the mood to obtain Krishna, to get Krishna in as their husband, or that is called co-husband, farmer, where they wanted to have husband. So Radharani also, apparently very young, playing with her friends, went to Nandagram. When she went to Krishna's house, and Yashoda Masa Radharani, Yashoda and Kirtida, they were very good friends. They kept on meeting each other. Yashoda Ma's eyes were already upon Radharani. She had only one son, and that too she obtained after such a hard austerities and in the late age of her life. She is so much loving to her son. She always wants best of the things in the world to be given to Krishna. And today she is seeing a girl. She is best of the whole universe. So beautiful, so nice, and having such a good qualities. Radharani went there. She was sitting. She was looking so peaceful that Yashoda wanted that somehow or other she should get married to my son. And in Indian tradition, if girls is going to get married somewhere, then the parents of boy, they will bring some turmeric and put the smear it on the hand of girls, and that hand will become yellow. Yellow hand means a symbol that this girl is now getting married or got married, either getting married or got married. And that turmeric is supplied from the house of her in-laws. So Yashoda Ma very quickly, with the view that at least in future, not today, just smeared that turmeric on the hand of Radharani, and it became yellow. Radharani is also...